June 10th, 2007. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. become accustomed to the dazzling morning sun. Every day is the start of a journey. To the outside, finding a breeze, kissing me, a smile appearing on my face, breaking into a skiff, a sparkling world before me.
Watt from Pedro Show. It's a very good day because We are back at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. It's been a couple months. Brother Matt.
We are in full surround sound now. Look at that. Slamming levels now.
You know,
it's been
a sound. Pedro show when everybody is testing things.
The flavor. It's part of the flavor.
Yeah, the flavor. So, yeah, it's June 10th, 2007, and Sunday. And we started off the show with John Coltrane, Cousin Mary, from his first record that he made. And then we heard Migu with The Planets, Venus, the Bringer of Peace. And I was telling Brother Matt about meeting them, Shimmy and Yuko, because they're also the bass player and drummer for Cornelius. And they came and played in town. And that was a trip. And they were digging on
Popeye.
they saw a thing around my neck, you know, and I mean, maybe it was shyness or something, but their English really isn't that fluent in a way. But they were picking up on that thing around my neck, so it was like, Popeye. Both of them together. It was a trip. Two as one. And now Shimmy, Mr. Shimmy's an inventor, besides an incredible musician, and he's got his special... In the way the words he uses describe his bass cable, he goes from the amplifier speaker. In fact, yeah, it goes a certain way. Can't plug it in the other way. He's got it with beeswax and carbon pulled out of it, and all these kind of process and hand makes these things. And he says it has massive horsepower. And
awesome.
God, the words he uses describe it was incredible.
That's the way. I gotta
so
check
gonna
this
come
out.
In the mail. And, you know, I asked him about because on the Mika records they got these great fuzz tones on the bass. I make the box.
Oh,
I was like, wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
The sound maker.
So I turned him on to Bukowski and Women.
Oh yeah, you got the version for him.
Can get on that.
Cool.
Did you bring the camera?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I thought so. Because the mission, I told Brother Matt.
Yeah.
About the 1 year.
The secret mission.
That's so secret. Now you have tiny voice, huh? Speak, Pete.
Yeah. Just how I always sound.
Yeah, but we can compensate.
Let's see.
Okay, try.
Yeah, I always bring camera around, and especially around you, because nobody knows what you're going to do.
Unpredictable.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, unpredictable for me was hearing that you now are the silent fourth member of the Nels Klein Singers.
That's right. I am the fourth singer on a in a band that does,
look,
that no one
voice got real loud there.
That no one sings. Yeah, I get closer to the mic for this one.
That's your all happy.
Yeah.
So we have some of the new Nels Klein, and you brought it with your own music, but Nels, you played Tuesday night at Deep Piazza's in Long Beach, and Nels gave me one.
Mm-hmm.
Hope we're going to play the song that you picked.
Yeah.
Called Attempted, a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. Cold salivate with my robot done cold vibrates. This goes out to all my androids. Full organic life must be destroyed. Stick it to the man, raise your metal fist. I got the victory dance. Go something like this.
Robot rap, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap. Robot rap, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap.
011. That's binary for half a fun. All you suckers do not compute. Shut you down, you can't reboot. A little bit of RAM inside your ROM. Computate the list of songs that program you for so much fun. The robot rap is the only one.
Robot rap, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap. Yeah, robot rap, ha ha ha, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap.
Can't break dance cause I'll scratch the floor. Joints been creaking since I was four. When I dance, I do the human. Can't stop me cause I am Jam Man. Robot chicks are super fly. You'll know for sure when I will buy. Flag me down with robo slang. If you don't speak code, then you can't hang.
Robot rap, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap, yeah. Robot rap, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap, same word.
Wave your servos in the air. No emotion, so we don't care. Hard, cold, steely gaze. The robot life is the only way. Beep, boop, bebop, beep. Roll your wheels, boop your feet. Bip, bop, beatity beep. The robot rap is now complete.
Robot rap, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap. Robot rap, robot rap. We're doing the robot rap. Robot rap, robot rap.
Robot rap.
Doing rap. I guess that's called robot rap. You know, sometimes you get a CD, and yeah, there's 10 songs when you load it in the machine, but then you look at the art, and it's only listed 9. So it's like a secret.
Secret bonus track. The secret bonus track.
Another man called secret bonus track. So maybe that's called robot rap. It's by Scrubinox, and a guy named Masa Kobayashi. Flowed me this, and he also flowed me a lot of Culture Shock, a band he plays in. They're expatriates from Balkans, most of them. They live up in Seattle. Expatriate sounds strong. You're not an expatriate.
Right? I'm not ex anything.
There's no?
Maybe. Fred knows one. Bangkok.
Yeah, but you're born
here.
Here?
Yeah.
SoCal?
Not in Peter, but yes, yeah, SoCal.
Only special people.
That's right.
Brother Matt.
Pedroids.
Right.
He's a Pedroid.
Too original.
Jerry Trepidage. No, not Pete Basich. Or maybe he was. It's mysterious about that. I mean, to him even.
Well, he's been here long enough.
Yeah, yeah. And,
he counts.
Who was I speaking of about that stuff? Somebody was speaking with me about that. And how I had to confess that I'm not really Pedro. In fact, none of us men have been really Pedro. We're all transplants. Yes. But we adopted it.
Yeah, such a young age, just the homeland.
So you think that was robot rap?
That's what I'd say. It was rap? If I had to name it, I'd name it
okay,
robot rap.
So that's robot rap. I was telling the cats here.
It's only said about 100 times in the song.
The guy came over from, overseas and
made it happen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, bass lessons with the flyers and your phone numbers tear off. And like Bob Lee coming out from Lambertville, New Jersey and just, you know, getting the recycling.
Yeah, that's some commitment.
Yeah, and my experience with music is just so much different. I just wanted to be with my friend as a boy. Mm. Any idea about going to another land or another town and just, oh, I will try my luck, you know?
Yeah, that's a commitment and passion right there.
I'm driven. I'm going to be number one, top of the heap, whatever, if I'm going to make it somewhere, all right? I just have no experience with that life. So it always impresses me, people like that, like the way it looks like church bells.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you know, I saw, speaking of Wavos, that new Puppet album, they played. I saw Chrissy.
The Puppets, oh yeah?
The same week, the Dinosaur.
Oh, wow.
I was at the Troop 3 days. I played with Missing Men, too. So there are 3 times in 1 week. Wow. I never go to that path. Okay, before Scorpionox, that's their name. With Robot Rap, we had Rat at the Door, 100 Pets. That's a trip. And then Pete, your pick with Nels Klein Singers, Attempted, off his new album, which is
Draw Breath.
Draw Breath. which is probably about some kind of breathing thing. There's no horn players. Is there any? Does Vinny guess on it?
No.
I mean, I'm asking you because you're the son of memory. Talk about that. How'd that happen?
Well, last April, I went up the coast with Nails to photograph their, what I call it, micro tour. It was 3 days, three gigs in three cities up north.
Mini blowout.
Okay. And, so by the end of it, they felt that as if I was a part of this group. And by the time I got a hold of the CD this past week, I just went ahead and told them that I just officiated myself as the fourth member, and they all okayed with it. So that's how it happened.
Oh.
So.
But what in your head made you think you, because you were coming in on a mini blowout?
Yeah.
That was grounds?
Well, I was just hanging around, take pictures, and sort of just being kind of around them, and I love this band. I mean, just love what they're doing with the music. So
like the Harleys.
Yeah, and I like Harleys, and that's another story. I don't think I'm a member of anything Harleys yet.
Cafe. Okay, but one thing though. Can't be a silent member.
Yeah, right?
Loud fucking pipes.
Maybe that's why I haven't been one.
When did you first see Nels?
When did I first see? Him? through Banyan gig. It's I saw him play with you guys. Yeah.
Or his band.
Yeah. And then had that trip with you up north, you and Nels. Riding your riding the boat.
Red Devil Lounge.
Yeah, that's the one. So when I first actually kind of met him.
Tuesday, right, in Long Beach a few days ago.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you know, I just had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You're having to use young man in the open band's guitar.
Yeah.
Wow.
He broke his string and he didn't bring extra guitar. I guess he never does, I guess.
He's fixed strings before, but when he put on a new one, that thing snapped too. So he just gave up on it, but he also had problems with his pedals. I know these guys are out fucking pricks, huh? Those things take extenders.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, whatever. A lot of them aren't even from you. They come to town too.
Yeah, it's the end of the road. All roads lead to Pedro.
Right, yeah.
So it's maybe a cred thing, right? Huh?
Yeah, they come down, hit up Walker's.
We're getting little brother Matt again. Go ahead, brother Matt.
Hello there, friends. We're back, full sound.
Oh, it's just maybe because you're sitting back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one of those things.
In your proximity. Well, all your words are valuable. So I have you get this down on that. Yeah, because I met Nels a long time ago. He was playing guitar with Charlie Hayden's Liberation Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And incredible opportunity for me, a chance. Because I've learned so much from him. And with Bob Lee, I have a black gang band. I don't think you ever saw that.
Yeah.
I think when the last time we played was in 1999. But I'm going to bring that back and we're going to make a new album.
Yeah.
But you can hear him. Because Steve Hodges could only do one tour, and that's why Bob Lee came aboard. But it's Steve Hodges and Nels Kleinman that kind of played the instrument out my first opera. But first, I have the third opera to do with the Missing Men, but then I'll get to Black Gang. And I love playing with those cats. And I know Perkins wants to record more Bang. Really just blowing something. Okay, that was hilarious. Tuesday's gig. I don't know. I had to play the blue bass. I couldn't hear Nels, really. And that really bums me out because then he was on the other side with Willie.
Yeah.
But Matt Perkins was on fire. And it had been a while since we played. A couple months. So that was neat. Now we're having to have this gig Wednesday at John Ed Support Theater, which is a beautiful little outdoor amphitheater by the
across from the Bowl,
Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah. I get so close to the Bowl one time. Yeah, I was doing a gig with the knee puppets in there.
Yeah, they got
me a 12-string acoustic guitar.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not much of a guitarist. You know.
Yeah, the Bowl was getting bummed.
He was running Golden Voice at the time. Here, you keep them kids quiet. And I was like, yeah, I'll be quiet. And I got out there with my guy. It was Firehose days. And I play this 12-string guitar, man.
Wow.
Because we were too loud and we were Bogarting on it.
And the Bowl people.
I don't know what band it was. I used to know. Maybe Mel Torme.
What? Really?
Yeah. Velvet.
It sounds familiar, yeah.
Smoke. So, and I had to, yeah, they make us stop playing, and then the kids are getting angry and hollering. They pay money, they want to see a gig. Yeah, and then Tovar gives me this 12-string, and you keep me quiet.
Who was on guitar on this gig Tuesday?
A friend of Willie's, the trumpet player. Willie's got a friend named Clint Wagner, from a buddy of his from Memphis.
Oh.
Yeah, I played in Memphis since I last seen him. There was a Beale Street River Festival, so I played right next to the river, facing West Memphis, and the Earl, and that's my pops people. So it was like a weird karma thing. Played a game. It was at nighttime, maybe 11. We went out and had some pop punk. That was a trip. A little girl shrieking. Punk is me. Some parts of punk. Some of it, believe it or not, very consistent with the first experience I had in the 70s. But other ways, it kind of like new wave.
The fashion.
Turned it into something. Yeah, and it's born. It wasn't even that rock and roll. It was really trippy. You know, hardcore at least has a backbeat. This stuff was, yeah, weird. I shouldn't say weird. So, I'll leave it open. Anybody was at the gig, please let people know about it. Because why is too weak? Session exists for other people, even myself. You know, I was just glad to do the gig. I had some great ribs at
Pat's. Man, I was going to say, it's a killer barbecue joints there.
Down cute. Totally. And a good record store called Ghana Records. I think they got something from Ghana.
Cats.
I went there and they turned me on to a bunch of things. There's a great guy there, Jim Duckworth, played with Gun Club. Lives there. He has a band called Canine Arts. I got to play with once. I got to see Jerry Lee Lewis play. Yeah, the killer. And, he's an older gentleman now, but he's going to stop playing as he's fighting in the front. There are a lot of baseball hats in the beer and chair. And it was so funny to hear the MC. Maybe I've already talked about this on the show, but it's new for you, so I don't care. He's like, the killer's not going to play if you don't simmer down.
Okay.
Before he used to try to get him riled.
Yeah. So
you pop out and do a little wild one with him?
You think he popped out? No. I think I was the only one of the stooges that... Yeah, here's a Ghana record, Harlan T. Bobo, but Peek, you got nails.
I am the official...
I'm
the official person to open CDs.
I got something from the Feelies. You remember the Feelies?
Yeah.
I played gigs with them and they made some great records. And Glenn Mercer... He's got a new record. And the cat at Provident loaded it to me. What, should we pick it by the title? Or maybe put best song first? What do you think?
What are some titles?
Or Wheels in Motion, Get It Back, Two Rights, Hearing Dawn, Another Last Time, Days to Come, Real Time, maybe Wheels in Motion. This is a Donovan song? No, Cosmic Wheels. So, let's load it up here and play some Glenn Mercer, former frontman for Feely's Watt from Pedro Show. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
gets all jumbled up in love-struck heartache stew. This blood-soaked cross-country love affair with you. And it's too late for us to get out now. There's too much love.
I am so shattered, I'm so pure, so I am you. We were the brand new lovers and the home is something new. When I look at this rat hole we've been hiding out in, I think to myself, there's too much love in this world.
Memphis dude.
Yeah, this is Harlan T. Bobo.
Maybe
it's
Bobo.
Was it Willie Bobo somebody?
He was somebody.
Yeah. Sure you use Google so they get all your personal information on a cookie and use it. Use it to aggressively guard your privacy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anyway, that was Too Much Love by Harlan T. Bobo. Much respect to Willie, both Willie.
Yeah.
God,
to the Bobo family.
Maybe.
Yeah, to the whole Bobo family.
Yeah, the whole maybe Harlan T. Bobo's name related. But that's on Ghana Records, a great store in Memphis. If you're in Memphis, go down there.
Memphis
and
rocks.
Check out their stuff. I got a great little Richard and some Bowie.
Hello to Pamelama.
Yeah. Right. And before that, we had the wrong song, because I wanted a Whatco with your black hair, but I picked the wrong number. So I got High Buggy with from Umabachi. I think Bachi's a pick. Does he play that Samson thing?
It's like a big old. Yeah.
It's a long ass thing. It looks like an ice cream. Not ice cream.
Some kind of scooper.
Trowel. Shanker. Like a chunk of trowel.
Paint scraper. Something like that. But it's a huge device. And that's a bocce, so maybe that's something I could do with that. And then we start with Glenn Mercer, The Wheels of Motion, from his new thing. From a Feely Man. And we're at the end of the first hour, Waffle Pedro Show, June 10, 2007. Hold tight for hour two. June 10th, 2007. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
From Pedro Show. That was Phil Corey with Rock Cherry Palm. Great song. Before that, we had Super Dundudu. Well, D-U-N-D-U-D-U. How would you say it?
Sounds like that.
Okay. I don't want to foul up the pronunciation.
I like Dodo.
There was no words, so I never heard it. Dodo? D-U-D-U?
Doo-doo. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dun-doo-doo. Or dun-oodoo. Dun-dun-doo-doo. Dun-doo-doo. Maybe that's what it is. Dun-oodoo. By Kaoka. And Roger Miller, but not the one no, Brother Matt do. Was. Yeah. King of the Chode. King of the Road. Sorry. Roger. It's Roger Miller of the Burmas.
The real Roger Miller of the Burmas.
Right. Mission of Burmas. Oh, now I know what we said. Should we tell them that they were redoing this?
Oh, yeah. Round two.
And we're on the aluminum purse.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. But, as speak is, honorary or invisible Nels Klein singer, fourth member Sharon Lee is a Burma equivalent. Mm-hmm. And I always get the CDs and pictures from her tours, and she's the roadie. They come in the town, and I think she lives in San Diego or something. And so you have a doppelganger. What do you think of that? She's cool people, though.
Yeah.
I've known her from, like, Firehose days, and she just loves Mission Burma. So do I, but I don't know if I could fly to their gigs and help out with each one. I've been able to play a lot of gigs with them,
yeah.
And they're incredible. I think I'm in the new documentary. Uh-huh. You probably have me talking like an idiot. But I love the band, and I don't... You know, people ask you things like, you know, what did they do for the scene? And I know from the Minuteman one, you know, it seems like a bunch of foaming up and silly. But you like these guys, you know, and it's hard to put it in perspective without looking like an idiot. That's why it's probably good that these things, I haven't seen it yet, but they play a lot of the band playing, maybe less of the talking heads. The heads just speaking and going, yeah, we like you would include in the documentary some dudes like saying, I don't know, yeah. Of course, it's going to be a bunch of fan foam boys. You know, wow. But I really do like Mission Bourbon, always have. And I got to do 1970 with him. I wanted to play Meat Puppets, but we'll find it. I'll get it on another show. Oh, and we started off with the song you picked, Peek. Theta Funk by Mick Karn. Mick Karn, yeah. Tell us about it.
Mick Karn, only little I know about him, he used to be in the band called Japan. A very different band than what he's doing now. He got quite a few solo albums, and I've got into him about summer last year, and just amazed by the way he plays the bass, and it's just different than everyone else I've heard.
Yeah.
He got his own unique thing with his fretless. I'm just surprised he's not more known.
Have you seen him live?
No, I haven't. He just doesn't. He hasn't toured since I learned heard
he's
of him.
He's an English cat, right?
Yeah. So
I remember that band.
Yeah.
Brother Matt's got a neighbor here, Dirk Vandenberg, who's an old buddy of mine, and he had the records. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing him at his pad. And I remember the singer had a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And but I can't remember their sound so much. But there was some fat bass there.
Yeah,
intense bass. And you know what some lady was singing with him? Do you know about the record?
I don't know. I don't know much.
Well, you said you went and looked on the thing. What was it called?
The Tooth Mother is the album.
The Tooth Mother?
I think, yeah. 1995. Okay. I just took a quick glance. I'm at loss because I'm not in front of a computer immediately looking up Wikipedia on this. But, yeah. Yeah, I had an impression that he changes lineups and things. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, I'll check him out, Mick Karn. Brother Matt, it's been a long absence. Spin cycle. So I'm very, very hankering to get a reinfusion. So take it.
them to her with no complications. They'll give some information about a certain location under Panties and Station. Cause when I host my show, I avoid a girl called Lola, who's more popular than a drink they call it Coca-Cola. Put on a bouncer's back, this frozen face is shaded in black. It's dominating as my color, the massive attack. Right now I hit it, kick it, blow smooth, hit little wicked.
I take a small step, now it's a giant stride. People say I'm loud, why should I hide? Only had a small taste, so what a waste. I quietly observe, there is not much space. Bottom end heavy, you know we're never even. People call me tricky for a particular reason. I got you say, and I got to let you know. See, rocking in your area, rock beneath your balcony. My baby just cares for me, well that's funny. Her touch tickles, especially on my tummy.
Now who's got the microphone?
Now who's honey?
It's a bowl, turbo and charge, you a charge. I did that need you, I'll bring you to at large. Don't call me an officer, just call me a sarge. Smashing up the country town and also abroad. Plan to go to America when I get a visa card.
But getting a visa card nowadays isn't hard.
So keep your ears filled, I'll listen to every card. Tokyo City's one place that we told. Four Tiffany plus two mixable. Sharper than a Wilkerson razor sword.
When I was a child I played Studio One. My table then I graduate to Studio One. Cause he's my number, boom, you know that he's my pseudonym. And around my neck you know I wear the Sony Budokan. Indigo blue sugar, made in my own shoes. Such a me in a circle. This is the miracle of the blender selection.
So whether you're black or white or half-caste, your complexion.
Yes,
Just to stimulate your mind state. We turn the right every heavy sound where you dwell, dwell, dwell. We gonna elevate just to stimulate your mind state. We generate every sound where you dwell, dwell, dwell. We gonna elevate just to stimulate your mind state. We generate every heavy sound where you dwell, dwell, dwell. We gonna elevate. Just to stimulate your mind state, we generate every sound where you wow, wow, wow.
Take it to the next, you know. sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith, every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too?
And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get shittier in every city.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it off?
Now ask yourself who's the one with the most to gain. On 9/11 motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?
Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you can witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word, they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart a head. They hand in just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do?
on the line to fight for change.
Freedom. Freedom.
We have enormous freedom. That's not a gift that was given to us. It's a legacy that was left to us by centuries of struggle, by centuries of people, most of whose names are completely forgotten, the ones who created the freedom and the rights that we now have, and that will be taken away unless you constantly defend them.
Show. There we go. Another man, Spin Cycle. Thank you so much for
cool.
Jams running that.
Cool, thanks.
And once again, joining us, the Walk the Pedro Show with the Righteous Sounds and Vibes of your spinach.
Cool, thanks.
Not spinach, but spinach. And then we heard 43% Burnt by Dillinger's Escape Plan, the peaky pick there.
Yep.
It rocked.
rock.
Tell me something about that.
It is a song that grabs me by surprise this year. Driving around and had it on a mix CD that I put together. And it's just floored me. And I'm like, I love this. And that's the only reason I brought it.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Now we're at the end of the second hour of June 10th, 2007, Joaquin Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. June 10th, 2007, Joaquin Pedro show, third hour. And we're starting a new adventure with Mr. Jack Flanders.
Jack!
Yes. This is Tropical Hot Dog Night, part one.
Hey, Jack, you know this sweeping blipper has sent some weird jellyfish or something.
Mojo, I think it would have to be a rather large jellyfish.
Well, if there's giant squids, how do you know there's not giant jellyfishes?
All right. What are you seeing?
Right there.
It does look like a jellyfish.
I've been watching this thing, and it keeps growing.
Interesting. That's exactly where we're headed.
I'm going to step out and take a look with my trusty telescope.
Do you see that strange cloud?
Where's that?
At the far end of that island.
Ah, so that's my jellyfish.
Jellyfish?
On the blipper. It was showing this giant, ominous jellyfish.
There is something weird about that cloud.
Hey, can you see what it is?
Here. Take a look at that cloud over there.
Not a cloud. It's fog.
Is that where we're headed?
Yeah. Key Milagro.
Why are we going there?
Dominique, I have no idea. Hey, listen, Mojo. You take over the helm, okay? I'm going below to talk to Claudine.
Aye, aye, Captain Jack.
Look how that cloud is rolling across the island.
Maybe it's, alive?
Do you think so?
Well, I don't know, but I'm seeing colors.
In the cloud?
Oh, yeah.
Can I look? Thanks. I don't see any colors.
Well, there's all sorts in there.
Why can't I see them?
You gotta use your third eye.
There's no such thing as a third eye.
There is.
Where is it?
Right there.
So how do you see with it?
Well, first you want to open it. Then you put in 3 drops of Mojo's third eye astral opening drops. Then you blink 3 times, and you say, Isa sa sasawe.
Oh, you wouldn't put me on now, would you?
Who, me?
Mojo, are you pulling Dominique's skinny leg again?
Hey, my legs are not skinny. I'll bet there are high fashion models who would give their arms for legs like mine.
Oh, man.
It's you, Jack. You think I'm skinny because you have such a fat head.
Are you two at it again?
Oh, no, no, no. Just telling jokes.
Is that true?
Some people tell jokes, and some people are jokes.
Oh, I thought so. What are we looking at?
The fog over there.
Is that Key Milagro?
That's where we're headed.
Fog is very strange.
Maybe it's not really a fog.
Jack, how far is the next island?
Oh, boy. Probably another hour at least.
Is there something wrong with that island?
I don't know.
What do you think, Mojo?
I hope that fog isn't a giant jellyfish. Otherwise...
There were now 4 of us, Claudine, Mojo, Dominique, and myself. We were in the Caribbean sailing a 36-foot trimaran. We were nearing a string of islands when we encountered a strange fog that was slowly moving across the island of Key Milagro. And strangely enough, Key Milagro was our destination. We docked in the marina just as it was getting dark. We found a place to eat. I was amused to see the name above the door.
Captain Jack's. Now that sounds like a real good place.
I wouldn't feel safe eating there.
Oh, Dominique, you can stay out here. We'll toss you a bone now and then, give you something to gnaw on.
I'll tell you what you can do with your
bone. No more. Stop it. Let's go in. I'm hungry.
Mojo, are you coming?
As soon as I can stop laughing.
Claudine, when we were back in San Miguel...
Can you pass the butter, please?
Sure. When Bunny disappeared, we were able to find her because we all worked as a team.
Yes?
Well, I assume we've come here for a reason, just as we sailed to San Miguel for a reason, right? Though it took us forever to find out what that reason was.
And?
Well, you knew the reason. But the rest of us had to figure it out for ourselves.
So?
So are you going to tell us about that fog we saw?
I don't know what it is.
Did you see the colors?
In the fog? No.
Mojo did.
I really don't know what I saw. Just some bright colors flashing in the fog.
Did they look like lights?
Nah, not like lights.
Claudine, just tell us, okay?
What?
Why are we here?
We've come here to see what is here.
I give up.
What's wrong?
Well, here we are once again, tossed into the middle of God knows what, and we have to figure it out. Except one of us doesn't, because she already knows. But she won't tell us what she knows until after we figure it out.
I will tell you if you give me a chance.
Well, that's a change from
Jack,
the last time.
Jack, will you be quiet?
Okay, okay.
Hush, 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 please.
My lips are zip.
All I know is that something is taking over this island. I don't know what it is, or what its purpose, or if it has a purpose, or why it is here, or where it came from.
But then why did it...
Hush, 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 hush.
Okay.
We do know that the people who live here are being changed by whatever it is.
But do you know...
Shut up.
I was asked to come here because we know nothing.
May I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Why do I have the feeling that what we're dealing with here is some kind of monster?
Yes, it has been called that.
There is a monster here?
There may be. We don't know.
May I speak?
Please.
Claudine, what is your connection to this? I mean, what does this have to do with whatever it is you're doing? Whatever that is.
That was very clear, Jack.
We don't know if this is something that has come from the other side, or is this something that came into being here, on this side.
How does it change people?
Who knows? From what I've been told, the people who inhabit this island don't seem to notice that there is any change.
Everyone in this restaurant seems pretty normal. I don't think they're vampires. I don't think they're zombies. What do you think, Mojo?
No, don't forget werewolves. You know, they seem normal, except when that full moon comes out. And then it's all over again.
Whatever the changes are, maybe they're not permanent?
This may be true. No one seems to remember.
They forget?
It seems that way.
Well, if this came from the other side, are you responsible?
No.
No, I mean...
How could I be?
Is it your responsibility to do something about it?
I will try to heal any harm it may have caused.
So it definitely is changing people.
We don't know.
Is anyone immune to this monster?
I hope so.
Do you notice anything different?
What?
Well, my point is, everyone here seems too normal.
If we hang around here long enough, what's normal this hour may not be normal the next hour.
Is this monster dangerous?
Do you mean life-threatening? No, not as far as I know.
But you don't know very far.
This is true.
Well, healing is one thing. But getting rid of it, that may be something quite different.
Especially if it comes from the other side.
And what if the islanders here like being changed?
Good point.
What colors were you seeing, Mojo?
All sorts. They're very astral colors.
What are astral colors?
You know, bright, radiant. Like rainbow hues, no edges.
You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that certainly sounds like the other side.
Mojo, did you feel the colors were attempting to draw you to them?
You mean like sirens luring sailors to their doom?
No, it didn't feel like I was being drawn to them.
So no chorus of sexy sirens offering up fantasies you typical men are such suckers for, eh?
No, nothing like that, but I felt like if I stayed around it for a while, maybe it would start drawing colors for me.
Do you see any fog out there?
No, nothing slithering against the window. Not yet.
Well, I'll bet it's creeping this way.
Let's walk around the village. I want to see what it's like here.
Today I went to Major Matt's to remaster my old album, and on the L train in the morning, I was pretty sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williamsburgers of his kingdom, and like the purpose of Calais, will a sacrifice be demanded to offer up our dreams and beg for mercy empty-handed? And hapless in our hipness, crowded 5-2 in apartment, relegate our dreams to hobbies and deny our disappointment. But the stones in 65 want total satisfaction, kids. But the stones in 69 see grace in just getting what you need. But that's a victory that I'd hate to see, what I'd look like defeated. Cause I know there are those who walk among us who seem to get their dreams unimpeded. Like today when I went to Major Matt's to remaster my old album. On the L train in the morning, I was really sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williamsburgers of his kingdom, you might say, now there's a guy who seems to have the world laid out before him. Or you might say he's just a rich kid, or a fascist, or a charlatan. But either way you say it, if you look at indie rock culture, you really can't ignore him. And even if at first dismissive, after some listens, you'll enjoy him. I was thinking it's on the L train, intent on bursting my own bubble. How long should an artist struggle before it isn't worth the hassle? And admit we aren't fit to see the ones inside the castle. This quest for greatness, or at least hipness, just a scam and too much trouble. But then what makes one human being worthy of an easy ride? Born to be a natural artist, you love or hate but can't deny. While us minions in our millions tumble into history's chasm. We might have a couple laughs, but we're still wasted protoplasm. Like today, I was gonna waste some time and money to remaster some old album. And on the L train in the morning, I was really sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same big sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to see the strife here in the gutters of his kingdom? Or us noble starving artists are striving hard to feed our egos. Our mothers like our music, and our friends come see our shows. And if our friends become successful, we'll consider them our foes. Go home to our four roommates after paying big bucks for rock star shows. What a nightmare, what a horror. I don't want no part of this. Just get me off this crazy ride. I'm gonna puke, I'm gonna piss. I'd rather kill myself. I'd rather just relax or not exist. But you say you want to do an email interview. Oh, what the heck, I can't resist. Hey, Mom, guess what? Today I did another magazine interview. Honey, that's great. You're really famous. Yeah, and I'm 27, too. I kind of thought I was gonna grow up and do stuff that would benefit humanity. But it's getting harder to tell if this artist's life is even benefiting me. Because today I was gonna waste some time and money to remaster some dumb old album and on the L train in the morning. I was totally sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same big rock star sunglasses that he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Since I was feeling in need of answers, I just went right up and asked him. I said, Will, fine, Prince Palace, whatever, what do you think about it? Is it worth being an artist or an indie rock star? Are you better off without it? Because, you know, maybe the world would be better if we were all just uncreative drones. No dead childhood dreams to haunt us, a decent job, a decent home. And if we had some extra time, we could do real things to promote peace. Become scientists or history teachers or uncorrupt police, at least. Come on, Will, you gotta tell me. I grabbed and shook him by the arm. The L train was leaving Bedford with 10,000 white 20-somethings crowded on. He opened his mouth to speak, but was lost in the rumbling of the wheels. We were thrown together in a corner, and I yelled, tell me, man, for real. You're living comfortably, I assume, even if you're not quite a household name. You reached a pretty high level of success and critical acclaim. And the L train got the first avenue, and a bunch of people piled out. I was staring into his sunglasses, and I was really freaking out. I was like, Steamboat Willie, Bonnie Prince of all this shit. You're like the king of a certain genre, but even you must want to quit. Like if you hear a record by Bob Dylan or Neil Young or whatever, you must start thinking, yeah, people like me, but I won't be that good ever. And I'm sure the thing is probably like Dylan himself too. Stayed up some nights wishing he was as good as Ginsberg or Camus, and he was like, dude, I'm such a faker, I'm just a clown who entertains. And these fools who pay for my crap, they just have pathetic puny brains. And Camus probably wished it was Milton too or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So Will, will you be straight with me now? It's just up on this train, because I was going to spend some time and money today to remaster some dumb old album, and I saw you here on the L train, and I was like, hey, is that Will Alden? He must at least have some perspective. It's like living in this town, and I get so confused and wound up and uptight, and I just don't know up and down. And then we reached the last stop, and the subway was deserted. There was a long moment of silence, and I let go of his shirt. I started to think that maybe I'd made some kind of big mistake. I tried to walk out onto the platform, but by then it was too late. His sunglasses seemed to grow darker, and still he hadn't even spoke. He just came right up behind me and put his hands around my throat and threw me
down onto the concrete and kicked my face in with his boot and dragged me down onto the train tracks and tied my hands back with his coat. And I was slipping out of consciousness as he was slipping down my jeans, and he was punching me and humping me, and I slipped off into a dream. So it might have just been a delusion, but I thought I heard him say something like, "Artists are pussies," and he pumped back up and ran away. So I lay there in the darkness on the train tracks, cold and broken. The hours passed, and I thought, well, maybe I won't remaster that old album. And then I started thinking, well, maybe it really wasn't even Will Oldman, even though he did hold my arms and fuck me, just like Will sings in a Sucker's Evening. So whether it was him or wasn't, I couldn't forget the words he spoke in. Artists are pussies like we're wusses, or we end up getting fucked. And other kinds of folks are dicks, tall, smart, and strong, and born to fuck us up. I know it sounds really sexist and stupid, it's a terrible analogy, but at that moment on the train tracks, it made a lot of sense to me. Maybe it's just some kind of natural balance, like two types of men, the gender that's going on in all societies in one form or another. Like some dicks were born to conquer, I probably would if I could, but if I'm just a pussy, that's okay, cause in a few months maybe I'll put out something good.
Confess that I killed the cat. The cat was speckled and fat. He was an angry cat, but I thought he was laughing. I confess that I hit my brother. Then I trapped my mother. Then I struck my sister. Her nose was bleeding. I confessed to the priest one day. He said, "Undress your soul and go away." I undressed, and what did he say? He started laughing. I recall a big black bird. He flapped his wings, the sound was heard over the town. When he pounced on me, I wasn't breathing. I did it, I said it. I did it, I said it. I did it, I said it all the time. I did it, I said it. I did it, I said it. All the time. I cried a million tears. I've been crying through the years. Too many wines and too many beers. I'm feeling dozy. I know that I'm not the one. I'm a rebel, and a rebel is alone. Wherever you go, you'll find the same. Everybody's breeding. You reach out, say that you're mine. Make me much better, and I'm waiting on time. For the time when I feel like you. So optimistic. I confess that I killed the cat. That cat was speckled and fat. He was an angry cat, but I thought it was laughing. I did it, I said it. I did it, I said it. I did it, said it all the time. I did it, I said it. I did it, I said it. I did it, I said it all the time.
Live from Pedro Show, Mr. Will Oldham with I Confess. Before that, we had Jeff Lewis Band with Williamsburg Will Oldham Horror.
That was a ramble.
And that was a horror. Yeah, it was a ramble. Not much time for breath. Incredible melody, though. And we started off with part one of Jack Flanner's new adventure, Jack. Tropical Hot Dog Night, which is also the name of a Cap Neifhart song. Yeah. Off of Shiny Beast.
Shiny Beast.
Last night I narrated a film. I've never done this before. A modern silent movie made by a guy named Guy Madden called Brand Upon the Brain. It was at the Egyptian Theater. And there was 11-piece orchestra starboard. The port was at Foley. Three folks with lab coats making all the sound effects. And I hadn't seen it before. And the way it worked was there was a screen there that only I could see. I was standing in front of everyone. And so they couldn't see the front of the screen, but I was watching the movie like them, but there would be prompts, a count would come, and then the words would come up. And then there was also musical, like bars would go by for the conductor to use to prompt the band, orchestra, which was incredible. I played this piece composed by, I can't recall his name, but Cat in Seattle. Amazing the way it went with this film. And the film, Guy Madden made it, was shot in Super 8, so it had this quality that was incredible. Not a lot of details, a lot of flashing, but very dreamlike. Basically, I mean, I didn't know it before I did it. I was asked a couple of days ago, and so I was absorbed in it as I was feeling it. And it seemed to revolve around a young guy's memories of his childhood, and his parents, and the orphanage that they had, and the lighthouse on the island. And I was a 10 o'clock showing, and there was an earlier showing, and I heard that man only for a little bit. I guess he wrote children's books or something. And he was very dramatic with his delivery. And, whoa, what's that about? And I was prompted by the producer, Jamie, on certain things. Like he would fast forward, he had a DVD and a computer, and he'd show me things like, this will be a man scream. This will be a woman scream, but mostly I didn't know where it was going and how the spiel came on, and so I had to react in the moment. I think that's what they wanted. So I ended up doing a real kind of sensitive take on it because I fell into the story and really empathized with, especially the boy who was named Guy, the filmmaker, and then the mother. And just the whole thing was a real trip. And I didn't realize that it was like campy. That's what people were telling me after, how other people narrated it. They've had Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson and Isabel Rossellini's on the print version. And I wasn't aware of this. I'm kind of glad I didn't. And pretty much read it pretty good. I fucked up a Shakespeare sonnet at the end, and which was a shame.
Did you have to do the screaming and all that stuff?
There was a screaming.
You had to do that.
Yeah, I did get prompted on that.
I didn't
just get prompted. Jamie acted out the whole 4-minute come scene, and she's resurrecting her husband. They're harvesting things out of the orphans' heads or something to make her young again. And Romania, they keep saying Romania because the daughter, his sister, Guy's sister, the mother's daughter, has a birthmark that looks like Romania. And so she's, I never was asked to do something like that. Not even on a record. And you're standing in front of all those people. So I guess in a way it was kind of a comedy, but I didn't really absorb it as such. It seemed kind of heavy to me, or surreal, or it was an interesting thing. One of the Foley people was told me they've done 30 of them. They said I was pretty much different. So I was very honored. I think everybody should see this thing.
Brand Upon the Brain by Guy Madden. I want to see other works by his, because it's an interesting thing, man. It was a trip, whatever it is, serious.
So it's playing there for a while with different person narrating every day?
Tonight and tomorrow, and then it moves on. But there's, like I said, a film version. In fact, there was a lady there, the distributor. It's going to art houses and stuff around the country. In 2000. She said Spider-Man is going to be problems with that, but because that's a big hit. But because most of the movies, though, are in decline this summer, so that will help or something. You know, this market strategy that I don't really fathom so easily. And really don't give a fuck. Because, you know what I mean? Who cares? I guess. Well, the thing is, with movies, there's a lot of money riding on this shit. Oh, yeah, standing next to me was a castrato. Right? You know about that? Castrato is like a singer, a man with no balls. You know?
Uh-huh.
Castrated.
Uh-huh.
So they have the high voice.
Like a Mormon Tabernacle Choir
kid. Right, right. There's probably something bigger like in the Middle Ages.
Then you're like pudgy and soft or something like that because they got clipped.
Like stairs, yeah. So,
what a trippy thing, man.
Yeah, it's something to aspire to.
You gotta really like to sing, I guess, a whole lot.
They brought it on with you when you're younger and you didn't know what you're getting into, maybe.
So he's in
alto. You like
to
sing, son?
Huh?
Oh, what'd you call it? Like the high.
Soprano. Yeah. There's a guy, Little Jimmy Scott, jazz singer. He's Lionel Hampton's singer for a while, and he had some disease that never allowed him to go through puberty. So,
well, that's a good way to work it.
Yeah, probably. Better this. Well, you know the eunuchs in the harems, Ottoman Empire thing, because of infection and shit, they didn't really cut him off. They ground him.
Ground him?
Yeah, ground him. So he'd be still in the sack.
That's more sane.
But
that's much better.
Yeah, if you're gonna do it, ground them.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's no. Yeah.
Why just clip them? Or something.
That's steers. They tie them up so you just drop off. Same thing about the infection. I guess when you just cut them off, there's.
Yeah, it's more harsh.
Yeah.
Just treat it like a mole.
It's funny too, he's holding a hanky. Guy sits there the whole time. He only has two parts where he stands up and sings.
Wow.
And
it's now about an hour and a half for him, huh?
There's sometimes on the screen would prompt me, like, you get to rest, there's going to be a little thing here. And the chair didn't have armrests, so to get back up was like, whoa, am I going to get there in time? You know, look like a.
I wonder if there's a lot of work for those guys. Huh? Is there a lot of work for those guys?
Talking about. Maybe that's something I can retire into or something. Well, maybe some more music, huh?
Yeah, that'd be better.
This is Japanti. From Pedro.
Ah, Thank you.
Pedro show. Oh, yeah, now I gotta read this stuff. Well, for tomorrow, 46 degree halo. And, Yagabusi, Japan. Oh, man, I don't recall. Cassiopeia, that's a constellation, right? Anurisma, or did I play that? Is there three songs?
I think it was three songs, yeah.
Okay. Well, check the playlist. When I listen to this, I'll get it together. I got distracted trying to think of the next ones.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, maybe I conked at Three Bells last night and I pedaled. Which was hard with my knee all fucking sore the way it is.
You are listening to Heavy International.
I lover. Lose it at your peril, but you sweat pain that you. Discretion is assured.
Oh, my head on the chopping block. Oh, I will.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Abby Buffalo with I'm Getting Too Old for This. Abby 16. But, you know, everything's relative. Keep at it, Abby. And you go through cycles, don't worry. Before that, we had Honeybee by Matt Jones. And Liquor Bike before that with Biscript. And Discretion Assured by Shin Jin Rui, or Jordies. You know what they are. You guys didn't know.
No, I heard of them before, but I didn't know.
You read the Pynchon book, Mason Dixon, one of them's a Jordy. I think Jeremiah Dixon. The Mix Is So Bizarre by The Eternal started off. And we're coming to the end. Another Watt from Pedro Show. So good to be back at the Love Grotto.
Yeah, long while. Matt.
And Beek, why don't you tell people your website where they can see your photographs?
My secret website. That's peekness.com. P-E-A-K-N-E-S-S.
.com.
That's it.
Nice having you down here today.
Trying to keep it secret.
Thank you.
Yeah, and let's see, a week from tomorrow I go off for 3 weeks with Stooges. I get to play Israel for the first time.
Wow.
And Poland.
Wow.
But there's England and Greece in there, and you can check the Hoot page, and I got diaries and diarrheas. Check out my word blather spiel on that. But thanks.
Cool.
From once more. And for coming down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pedro, our town. And all you folks out here, it's June 10th, 2007. Edition of the Watt Pedro Show, finishing up. Keep your powder dry.